According to reports today, Monster Beverage is exploring a combination with Constellation Brands. Of course, Monster, majority owned by Coca-Cola. Not clear that this deal is going to happen, but it is sort of intriguing to market participants this morning.
And it should be noted right off the top, Coca-Cola declined to comment to Yahoo Finance on this speculation. Same goes for Constellation Brands. But this is an interesting thing, let's just say, because I've wondered for some time, what is Coca-Cola going to do with its stake in Monster? And they took this stake in 2014. It is now a 19.3% stake, according to data off the Bloomberg terminal here. And there's been no clear plan, I would say, by Coca-Cola on what it will do. This is a transaction made under former Coca-Cola CEO Muhtar Kent, not made by James Quincy, the current CEO of Coke, by any stretch of the imagination here. And it is interesting. I'm not seeing any really Wall Street come out here and offer any quick takes on if this is good or bad. But for Constellation Brands, I think this would diversify them obviously more into a category they're not in. I have seen some chatter on Twitter, perhaps Constellation Brands goes and starts making energy drinks with alcohol in it. I don't think that would be the focus here off the bat. This is more, I suspect, just getting to know the Constellation team, more than diversifying their business in a business that they are not in. Now, a head scratcher ultimately is Constellation Brands has their supplier network mostly in Mexico. So it's unclear how Monster and Constellation would fit in from that perspective. And then lastly, too, any transaction by Constellation Brands would have to be approved by the Sands family. They control voting. They have majority voting stake in Constellation Brands. So they have to approve any transaction, especially for a deal that could be upwards of $50 billion.
A couple of reactions to that as well. The idea of putting energy drinks with alcohol, from what little I've seen this morning, regulators would not necessarily be amenable to that. They have not been in the past. And I've seen a little bit of analyst reaction, one from Stifel's Mark Astrachan, who said that a joint venture would make more sense than an actual tie-up in this case. He, as well as Kenche over at Bloomberg Intelligence, saying there really wouldn't be many synergies in this deal. And so from that perspective, also wouldn't necessarily make a lot of sense. So it seems like that there seems to be some consensus on that point. And as you point out, if the distribution channels are different, that also raises some questions here.